Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder when he... Welcome to the L.A. Steel Show. I'm Lila.
And I'm Leo. And tonight we have some interesting stuff for you. What I wanted to do, I think we'll start off with a little humor, if you can call it that. But
George Carlin, a man ahead of his time.
Yeah, and this is a short audio shot of what was entitled The American Dream, right? And a stage presentation, and we're going to play that right now. It really hits home, and it's pretty much the truth.
It did for us. Let's see if it does for you.
Yeah.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
There you go. A little rough around the edges because George Carlin.
Boy, he was so right.
It sure is. And red, right, red, white,
I don't
and
know
blue, dick.
I don't know when he did that, but boy.
That was just a few years ago.
Very relevant.
Yeah.
The FBI says paying for your morning coffee with cash is a potential terrorist activity and urges coffee shop owners to report cash-paying customers to authorities.
Yep. let's go to this article.
Boy.
Hang on a second.
Must be Homeland Security.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous.
This is from Natural News.
And Natural News.
Purchasing a cup of coffee using cash instead of a credit card or debit card, using Google Maps to view photos of sports event stadiums in large cities, and installing software to protect your internet privacy on your mobile phone, these and many other mundane activities are now considered to be potential terrorist activities by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And the agency is now distributing a new series of flyers as part of its new Communities Against Terrorism program that urges shop owners and others to report such suspicious activity to authorities. The Communities Against Terrorism program is funded by the Bureau of Justice Assistance through the SLAT program to provide law enforcement agencies with the tool to engage members of the local community in the fight against terrorism, writes SLAC.org, the program of the U.S. Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Assistance that is promoting the program on its website. To assist law enforcement in the outreach effort, templates of flyers containing potential indicators have been created for distribution to specific industries. The SLAT program offers both on-site and online training for coffee shop owners, financial institution employees, tattoo shop artists, and many others in how to spot potential terrorist activities. Included among the propaganda flyers the FBI is distributing as part of the campaign are ones for how to spot terrorists at local hobby shops and beauty supply stores, for instance, as well as flyers for owners of farm supply and home improvement stores. The Little Gem warns internet cafe owners to watch out for and report customers that always pay for their coffee with cash, as they could be terrorists. Another ridiculous flyer intended for owners of boat shops warns them to be on the lookout for people interested in becoming certified scuba divers, as they could be terrorists.
Good Lord.
A few years ago, this type of outlandish fear-mongering and Stasi-style spying on citizens would have been considered a crazy conspiracy theory by many. But today, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, with its See Something, Say Something campaign, the U.S. Transportation Security Administration First Observer Citizen Spying Program, and the TSA Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Internal Checkpoint Force, together with the new FBI Spying Program, are making this police state nightmare in America a tangible reality.
And I just wanted to go and show you this. They got a copy of the flyers that are being sent out. It's called Public Intelligence. It goes, the following collection of 25 flyers produced by the FBI and the Department of Justice are distributed to local businesses, variety of industries to promote suspicious activity reporting. Their flyers are not released publicly, though several have been published in the past by news media and various law enforcement agencies around the country. We have compiled the collection for a number of online sources. To view the document, yeah, just click here.
Let's just pick one and click one. How about hobby shop?
Yeah, wait a minute. Beauty or drug suppliers, bulk fuel distributors. Where are the hobby shops in there?
Hmm. Right. See what kind of flyer they got. What would a hobby...
Internet cafes are cool, too. Communities against terror, potential indicators of terrorists related to hobby shops.
Demonstrating unusual interest in...
What should I consider suspicious?
Demonstrating unusual interest in a remote-controlled aircraft. Demonstrating interest does not seem genuine. Inquiring about remote controls and model aircraft payload capacity and maximum range. Inquiring about learning to fly expensive giant-scale aircraft without first learning to fly small-scale aircraft. Possessing little knowledge of activity for which the purchase is intended. Okay.
Well, you're gonna go to a hobby shop to ask somebody how to fly a plane?
I don't understand that.
And demonstrating no interest or enthusiasm for a hobby or sports. So why would they be in there? What a waste of government money. And then it says, what should you do? Be a part of the solution. Require a valid ID for all new customers. Keep records of purchases. Talk to customers. Ask questions. Watch for people and actions that are out of place. Take note of suspicious statements, people, or vehicles. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know the absurdity of all this is most shop owners will take cash in a minute because it goes unreported.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And, so they'll be happy to do that. It's just a complete and utter joke.
It's creating terror in a lot of
sure
people.
Sure it is.
Unnecessarily.
And poor people have to recognizing sleepers. That's a good one. Recognizing sleepers. What should I consider suspicious? Terror, following information intended for characters of persons that may be involved in terrorist activity that are described as sleepers or otherwise persons who camouflage their involvement in terrorist activity or planning by attempting to fit in with others in our society. Where the hell is that?
Right there. You were right there.
What is that?
Recognizing sleepers right there.
I know. Okay, recognizing sleepers. Arrival from countries where violent militant Islamic groups are known to operate. Okay, yeah. Going long unexplained absences of purpose of religious education, charity work, or pilgrimage. Travel to countries where militant Islam rules. Operation preparations. What should I do? Be alert to suspicious activity. None of the listed actions in and of themselves constitute a criminal violation. However, when coupled with the acts, may
indicate
suspicious behavior. If someone seems wrong, notify law enforcement authorities. Don't jeopardize your safety. Now, this is what they're telling people that are, in any community. Military surplus, truck rentals, tattoo shops. Oh, I love those tattoo shops.
What would a tattoo shop
have to do with?
I could understand, rental truck places and...
potential indicators of terrorist activities related to tattoos. So if somebody gets a Hitler tattoo, then probably they might want
to... They belong to one of those funny groups.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they're going to... terrorize someone.
But what he says is, it is important to remember the application of body art, including symbols commonly associated with extremist ideologies, may be an exercise of the right of free speech or expression. Therefore, the sole act of seeking a specific tattoo or unusual placement tattoo should not, in and of itself, be considered suspicious. The combination of, suspicious behavior, blah, blah, blah. People who provide identification that is inconsistent or suspect or demands identity privacy. Insist on paying with cash or uses credit cards in a different name.
I wouldn't think you would accept that.
Yeah, why would they accept that? Cash, why not? Why not? Somebody would normally pay cash.
A lot of people pay cash. I can't imagine that. I don't know how much a tattoo even costs.
$100 to $500, whatever.
For a cup of coffee, wouldn't you just put down a buck and pay
$3
or whatever?
That's so stupid. Some guy's going to walk in there and credit card a cup of coffee all day long? I don't think so. This gets on and on and on. If you want to go to naturalnews.com and check it out, it's really, really quite sick.
School suspend 7th grade girl.
Yeah,
what did she say?
She talked in her native language.
She must be an Indian.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
She spoke her native language, me and all Minini.
Yeah, in Wisconsin. You really want to read this one?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
No, it's not right.
Racism can be experienced at any age, just as 7th grader Miranda Washin Awatuk, who was recently suspended from her basketball team for a game. The reason she spoke the native language of the Menominee to another student. Miranda attends Sacred Heart Catholic Academy in Shawano, Wisconsin, which is situated about 6 miles from the south border of the Menominee Indian Tribe reservations. With a student body that is over 60% American Indian, one could reason that this would be a school that would both welcome and encourage its diversity. Instead, it's shown quite the opposite, with such bigotry being displayed to a bilingual seventh grader who is simply teaching another student how to say hello and I love you in a language other than English. Initially reprimanded by the teacher who overheard the two students, Washinawatok was further chastised by another teacher who told her she didn't appreciate that Miranda had upset the first teacher because she's like a daughter to me. The racial intolerance displayed by both educators is sad. Hiding behind a defense that Miranda was suspended for an attitude problem, the school has since taken little action in dealing with this clear case of discrimination. Miranda's mother, Karen Washinawatuk, is the director of the Language and Cultural Commission of the Menominee Tribe and holds a degree in linguistics. She said Miranda is fairly fluent in the Menominee language, which they speak at home. Washinawatuk has a total of 3 meetings with the school officials. Their amends thus far promises that Miranda and the Menominee tribe would both receive public apologies. However, Washinawatuk went on to say, on Wednesday, a letter was sent to parents and guardians, a real generic letter of apology that really did not go into specifics as to why there was an apology. The school has failed Miranda Washinawatuk, and those responsible should be held accountable. Experiencing this type of discrimination at the hands of the very people who are in the position of educating is unacceptable. Simply apologizing doesn't change the inherent racism displayed by said individuals. Zero tolerance should apply here. By not taking a stronger stand, the school is sending the message that discrimination is okay as long as you say you're sorry later.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at what the Catholic Church has done to these poor Indians,
especially in Maine.
Canada, there was a complete genocide. You know, hundreds of thousands of these kids were massacred by the Catholic Church.
In those orphanages,
exactly. Uh-huh. Really horrible. I mean,
terrible things happen.
And this is the Catholics. Oh, a lovely bunch of people. Let me get through here.
Political prisoners in the North American homeland.
This is kind of an interesting article. Let me go on. There was another video that I wanted to. This one here I wanted to play.
Haiti, where did the money go?
Yeah, this was kind of good.
Oh, all the money that was collected.
All the money that was sent.
So
over,
many people sent.
And they
money.
Only got like they got less than 2 or 3% of the money. Okay,
Where did it go?
Went into military. Went into corruption and went into the NGOs, the great non-government organizations that are there to suck up all the dough, So and that's why guys like Sean Penn have been so pissed off by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they made him an honorary government minister or something.
Sean Penn in Haiti?
Made him a minister of some sort, yeah.
Oh, he's done a lot of good work.
Yeah. I think this might be interesting. It's a little long, but do you think you want to listen to it?
Yeah. I'd like to know where that money went. I'd like to hear what they said.
Very interesting where it went to. I have nowhere to go. I'm helpless. I have nowhere to sleep, she said. We're elderly, and this is what's happening to us.
Where are you?
Market. All kinds of crazy shit happening at the moment.
A 7.0 earthquake hit Haiti on January 12, 2010. A staggering
one out of two American households donated $1.4 billion to charity. 10 months later, we wanted to know where that money went.
Well, why don't we meet up and we'll go out and take a look, because I'm sure if we walk on the streets, we'll out and see what's driving around with all that money.
Out of 27 government buildings collapsed, along with nearly 300,000 others. There's enough cement rubble to build 7 Hoover dams. 3 million were left homeless. There were at least 230,000 dead, including 17% of the government.
Jesus, look at that. What it looks like is that it got shelled.
Honestly, it looks like you guys had a war.
This is nothing.
To help me sift through all this, I had a couple guides. Jenny was an American who moved back to Haiti. She wanted to be a social worker, but she was working as a translator. Alex worked at a bank until his job literally collapsed. Now, he drives journalists and aid workers around Port-au-Prince. Cholera had killed over 1,000 in the north, and now a hurricane was on track to hit Port-au-Prince within days.
In this building, we're already, okay, they already have, like, dead bodies.
Because they haven't cleared it out.
They can't. It's too expensive, because you have to pay the government to come and get clean. And nobody knows who is inside.
According to the UN, there are 1.5 million internally displaced persons, or IDPs, living in about 1,300 camps. But the UN doesn't count camps of fewer than 500 people, and those camps are everywhere, crammed in alleys, parks, against churches. Experts estimate that the number is closer to 2 million. Among those looking after them, roughly 10,000 NGOs. We say roughly because there are so many, no one really knows. But the number gives Haiti the most NGOs per capita in the world, one for every 900 people. Out of the city to better camps. Canando is supposed to be one of them, about 9 miles away. It was hot, it was humid, and it was angry. We arrived right in the middle of a fight.
Wait, how many months have you been here?
I'm not here.
Do you have a lot of people who come here to see this?
They come, but nothing.
But who comes?
Yeah, I see it. All vision.
Appeal.
All the money goes to the by the night.
Ni belle femme, ni belle garçon, ni blanc, ni nec.
So I see the signs for cholera to help prevent cholera, but where do you wash your hands?
You
don't even have water to drink.
Some camps are managed by NGOs, but there is no NGO in charge of Kanondo. In fact, no one seemed to be in charge of anything.
Like, how is this supposed to help provide any shelter whatsoever?
What's she saying now?
Somebody has to sleep here.
With no greater authority in Kanondo, the people were turning on each other. Organization. He walks the camps every day.
So there's a lot of despair in that camp. I think that you're going to see this with consistency in every camp that you visit.
Next time on Political Graffiti.
Touchdown is immediately obvious before you hit the ground that Haiti is Haiti's earthquake affected population is still living on the edge.
So just
looks pretty awful. It doesn't look any different than it did the first days after the terrible tragedy that they have after the earthquake.
Where you can go to YouTube and check this out. It's Haiti, where did the money go?
That's a good question. Sure didn't go into any of those camps to make their lives better of those people.
Terrible. Anyway, let's see. There was something I wanted. There was another. Sorry, folks. I'm kind of. I went ahead of myself a little bit. Tonight. Yeah.
why conspiracy theorists are being rebranded as terrorists.
Yep. This is a great article. It's read it.
Looks scary thought.
Well, it's that damned control.
This is from.
Yeah.
What's the
article? The
9/11 Inside Job.
Yeah.
World Trade.
I guess that's the name of the
I guess
the blog.
So. Why conspiracy theorists are being rebranded as domestic terrorists? Throughout
thought crime
I thought it said throughout time, but thought crime is death. Thought crime does not entail death. Thought crime is death. Winston Smith, 1984.
That's from the 1984 book.
Glenn Greenwald points out that the U.S. government officials are twisting reality again, but this time in a very bizarre and blatant manner. In his latest article, top official drone critics are Al-Qaeda enablers, Greenwald writes. The New York Times' Scott Shane reported this morning on the Bureau of Investigative Journalism study I wrote about yesterday, detailing that U.S. drone program, as the New York Times put it, repeatedly targeted rescuers who responded to the scene of the strike, as well as mourners at subsequent funerals. Shane's article contains this paragraph. A senior American counterterrorism official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, questioned the report's findings, saying targeting decisions are the product of an intensive intelligence collection and observation. The official added, one must wonder why an effort that is so carefully gone after terrorists who plot to kill civilians has been subjected to such misinformation. Let's be under no illusions. There are a number of elements who would like nothing more than to malign these efforts and help Al-Qaeda succeed. Note that the senior counterterrorism official did not deny the findings, at least not in the quotes provided. But there are two lessons to take from this paragraph. First, at least according to some senior Obama officials, those who report critically on the civilian killing, rescuer and funeral targeting American drone attacks are either supporters or useful idiots for Al-Qaeda. It sure is a good thing that the Bush era is over when those who questioned the president's national security policies were accused of helping terrorists. Second, if you're a cowardly senior government official who wants to smear critics as Al-Qaeda enablers or supporters, the New York Times will grant you anonymity to do it, all while violating multiple provisions of its own policy on anonymity adopted after its historically shameful performance in the run-up to the Iraq War. Plainly put, the U.S. counterterrorism official who was quoted in the New York Times article is a murderer and a liar. He is falsely accusing journalists and human rights activists who investigate U.S. drone killings of helping Al-Qaeda succeed, which he damn well knows is a big lie. It is actually the job of the CIA, which invented Al-Qaeda and is a mythical face, Osama bin Laden, to help Al-Qaeda succeed. And the CIA did an outstanding job of helping Al-Qaeda succeed in Libya, where Al-Qaeda terrorists were brought over from Afghanistan and other battlefields in the illegitimate global war on terror. Those same dirty terrorists were then shipped to Syria by the CIA and other Western intelligence agencies. If Al-Qaeda is the plague that the CIA, M16, and the Mossad are the evil doctors who sliced the genes, developed it in its laboratories, and then released it to the world, if we want America and the world to succeed in the 21st century, then we must put the Al-Qaeda plague back in the CIA, MI-16, and Mossad laboratories.
MI-6.
Mossad laboratories. Let's see.
Shut them down
and bring the spy wizards at these government-run terrorist laboratories to justice. In order to achieve this great political and moral victory for mankind, the world must first drop the term conspiracy theory from the public vocabulary.
This is a stupid and meaningless term that is only used to smear truth tellers and brainwash the global public. This act of language defiance will transform public thinking about the tragic 9/11 events and the war on terror and help the Middle East gain peace and security. Why are conspiracy theorists not listened to by the general public? Because conspiracy theorists are thought criminals. We are guilty of thinking for ourselves and speaking the truth about 9/11, which are inexcusable crimes in the eyes of a totalitarian terrorist state in Washington, London, and Tel Aviv. But we are doing a lot more than just thinking for ourselves. We are defending the victims of state terrorism and reasserting the truth in public life by showing that the shadow CIA and the shadow Mossad were responsible for the tragic 9/11 events. For a lot of people, speaking the truth about 9/11, means social, financial, and political and professional suicide, but it can also mean real death at the hands of the state. We are no longer just thought criminals. We are trying to restore the foundations of government and civilization in the wilderness. We are now classified as domestic terrorists by the planetary terrorists in Washington. Terror threatens us from above, and the ground below us has collapsed, so we're suspended in air. Death hangs over us like a dry mist. Evil stalks our shadows, while darkness disguises itself as life. What has changed? Why are conspiracy theorists being branded as domestic terrorists? The answer is simple. The war criminals in Washington and Tel Aviv are beginning to fear 9/11 truth tellers and the great democratic force that we embody.
They want to get rid of us, but our numbers have grown beyond anything they can imagine, and they're scared of this new reality. Remember, all tyrants are cowards at heart. And government power is not the only force in society. The truth of history is a force to be reckoned with. It is a force that can send the state terrorists behind 9/11 to the prison yard and the graveyard. Mm-hmm. And they know it. That is why their knees are shaking and their bloody hands are twitching with terror. On Friday, February 3rd, the website Public Intelligence reported that the FBI and the Department of Justice have secretly dispatched propaganda flyers to practice to private businesses across America that say individuals who express opinions about 9/11 that are different from the official version are potential terrorists. Here is an excerpt from the Public Intelligence article called "Do You Believe in Conspiracy Theories? You May Be a Terrorist." A flyer from a series created by the FBI and the Department of Justice to promote suspicious activity reporting states that espousing conspiracy theories or anti-U.S. rhetoric should be considered a potential indicator of terrorist activity. The document, part of a collection published yesterday by Public Intelligence, indicates that individuals who discuss conspiracy theories about Westerners or display fury at the West for reasons ranging from personal problems to global policies of the U.S. are to be considered as potentially engaging in terrorist activity. For an example of the kinds of conspiracy theories that are to be considered suspicious, the flyer specifically lists the belief that the CIA arranged for 9/11 to legitimize the invasion of foreign lands. That's correct. There's nothing wrong with that. And the FBI propaganda flyers are part of a larger program by Homeland Security that is designed to put fear in the hearts of citizens, business owners, and critical areas of civil society. Make no mistake, this is an act of war on America and the American people by the globalist terrorists who usurp power in Washington. When the war against Iran enters the next gear, the Cold War on democratic dissent in America by the FBI, CIA, and Homeland Security will turn hot. Indefinite secret prisons will be activated in the United States to deal with dissidents, mass protests, and popular uprisings. Protesters and activists will be demonized as domestic terrorists by the state-run media and shot in the head with bullets by the police and military. They're doing it in all these other countries. All authoritarian governments operate against reformers and revolutionaries with deadly accuracy. Blood and lies are to tyrants what the sun and water are to life on earth. So expect propaganda and violence against reformers and revolutionaries by the savage planetary terrorists in Washington. Expect them to release hell and expect them to dish out pain and death with big smiles hanging on their crooked lips. And this is by the blog.
Doesn't
really say, but you know. Interesting though, go to 9-11 Inside Job and go to that website. Interesting though. There was something else I wanted to read tonight before we.
Former Russian joint chief.
That's all in translation. That's all in. In fact, it's worth it. We'll have to read this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's in Farsi, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a translation there, but it's not a verbal translation. It's a written translation.
Okay.
But it's incredibly interesting because you have the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Russia, all right,
mm-hmm.
saying why they're defending Iran and Syria,
mm-hmm.
and we're willing to go to war with the U.S.
Boy.
Okay, and Israel over it. All right. I mean, this is big news.
Very scary stuff.
But you don't hear this anywhere else. But
no.
This is on Farsi. No, actually, Memory TV, which is a Farsi in Syria, I believe. Okay, Colonel General
Linoid Avasanov, former member of the Russian Joint Chiefs of Staff, Russia Today, February 1st, 2012.
TV Russia, February 1st, right? But like I said, again, it's all in Farsi. Dr. Leonid, do you think that these preparations and very large maneuvers
هل إذا تعتقد أن هذه الاستعدادات وهذه المناورات الكبيرة جدا
which will soon be conducted by Russia
تجري قريبا تقوم بها روسيا
are meant as preparations for war, or rather a military strike against Iran.
These maneuvers and trainings will demonstrate Russia's readiness.
This is the former Russian Joint Chiefs of Staff guy.
I just read that. Okay.
No, I just explained who it was that was talking. These maneuvers and trainings will demonstrate Russia's readiness.
Use military power to defend its national interests. And to bolster its political position. Maneuvers will show that Russia does not want any military operations to be waged against Iran or Syria. I assume that the people in the West and in Israel who designed the scheme for a large geopolitical operation in the greater Middle East region draw a direct connection between the situation in Syria and in Iran.
بشكل مباشر بين الوضع في سوريا والوضع في إيران. فعمليا هذان الحليفان
these two countries are allies.
هذا الإقليم الكبير وكلاهما
And both are considered guaranteed partners of Russia.
The only question, therefore, is who they will try to destroy first.
As a
stable country, Syria or Iran?
هل سيكون سوريا أم إيران؟ في الواقع
A strike against Syria or Iran is an indirect strike against Russia and its interests.
سوريا أو ضرب إيران هو ضربة غير مباشرة لروسيا وللمصالح الروسية. فروسيا
Russia would lose important positions and allies in the Arab world.
نقاط ارتكاز مهمة وستخسر حلفائها في العالم العربي.
Therefore, by defending Syria, Russia is defending its own interests.
روسيا بدفاعها عن سوريا تدافع عن مصالحها الخاصة. هذا أولا.
In addition, Russia is thus defending the entire world from fascism.
ثانيا,
روسيا بذلك تدافع عن العالم أجمع من الفاشية وعلى جميع العالم.
Everybody should acknowledge that fascism is making strides on our planet.
اعترف بأن الفاشية تخطو على سطح كوكبنا. وما فعلوه بليبيا.
What they did in Libya is nearly identical to what Hitler and his armies did.
هو تقريبا ما فعله هتلر مع جحافله ضد بولندا
against Poland
روسيا.
And then Russia.
وهكذا روسيا اليوم.
Today, therefore, Russia is defending the entire world from fascism. Continuing here, we ran into a little snag.
Move it up.
All right, we'll try again later. All right. Well, that's okay, because there was an error.
We're nearly to the end anyway.
Yeah. But the fascinating thing was that this Russian guy was calling the United States
fascist
and Israel fascist. Right, because they were following the same identical plan
that
Hitler did, you know, in this occupying
empire building.
Right, and interestingly enough, as far as fascism, they're absolutely right. It's all corporate controlled,
mm-hmm.
you know, corporate controlled government. You know, so
I don't really know enough about Russia to say whether they are or not.
No, not Russia. Russia's not.
I know,
Germany
but.
Was.
I know that, but Russia is saying this about the United States and Israel, but I don't know enough about Russia to know what's happening there internally in their country. I don't know.
Well, they're having all kinds of problems, but it's not fascism that they're breaking up from a communist, you know, Marxist regime, which is and creating capitalism too. So it's kind of a strange.
I mean, I don't really, I haven't really read anything about what's happened inside their country.
But it's irrelevant, really, in the sense that what's really important is that these people are, that they're going to defend. You know, they're planning to continue to defend Syria and all the other countries, you know, that are involved. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Sorry about this, folks.
Yeah.
Leo's been having trouble with this.
For some reason it keeps going off,
and he hasn't fixed it.
I can't really quite. Well, we understand that. Okay. Let's get on with this thing. Maybe we can do something else here.
The internet's not connected, Leah.
Lila, this whole this gig here is what connects it. Okay. This is what the whole thing is about. Here we go. Okay. I'll just be 1 second here. We're reconnecting to the wireless. Sometimes when you're on websites, it kicks out. And I don't know what pop-ups are blocked.
Mm.
So there's a pop-up that comes up, and sometimes those pop-ups are like Trojans, whatever else, and they whack your system. See this thing?
You know, we have all kinds of things that kind of.
It sometimes it does. So, you know, and then it cuts off the wireless because that's where it's coming from. You know, but then the connection will come in. It's connecting.
Taking its time here.
Takes a little while to connect. Sometimes.
Sorry about this, folks.
In the meantime.
Maybe you could play a little music. You can't even
I
get back.
I don't know
get back to where you were.
I can. Yes,
oh.
I can.
Play a little music while that gets connected.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get back to this.
A little music break. Sorry, folks, we're having trouble with our computer.
Actually,
and our
internet connection.
There's not much we can do. We just have about 7 more minutes on the show. It'd be nice if we could get back to.
It'd be nice. Let's see if we can. Which I can't get out of this window.
Not connecting. That's not working.
Okay. Well, there's no there's nothing I can do.
Well, maybe we should just sign off the show now.
Possibly, unless there's something else you can do here, but I don't know.
Nope. We just have to try to fix this. I'm sorry, folks. I guess we'll have to shorten our show tonight.
Yeah.
And we won't be able to bring you anything more. Leo has to try to fix this.
This is a bad one. Sometimes you just gotta cut out. You know, cut your losses and start again. That happens. So we're gonna cut it down and restart. So I believe we're still on. Oh, look, it's now connected.
Okay.
Isn't that great? Whatever it was interrupting the whole network. So, we'll see.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Sorry that this happened, folks, but at least we
it's
were able
a,
to
sometimes
get...
it's a bug that gets in or something that disrupts the whole system, and it happens, you know. So there's not much you can do about it.
We had to shut everything down.
Windows is shutting down. Okay, application failed to initialize. Windows is shutting down. I don't know where it's shutting down. There it is. And it'll start right back up again.
Sorry, folks, but there wasn't much we could do about
that. No, usually when you hit the connect button, that usually will connect within a few, you know,
That didn't work this time.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other way of doing it.
No. You just got to shut it down and then open it. But the minute we shut down, it closed whatever the bad program was, and then it connected the
internet.
Maybe
it had some kind of virus in there.
It might have did. You know, that's why I think it, that's what happened. So, but it's coming back now, so let's see what happens, and then we'll scan it later in the next 5 minutes.
I hope it clears it out.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it has, though, because this has been happening regularly.
What?
It happened to me all day Sunday.
It did?
Yep.
And it was on the sites that you were on, probably. Oh, no, that was a wire problem. That was a wire problem. This is an actual internet problem.
Oh.
Yeah, it's coming in. There's something that came in that cut it. Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Some kind of a bug that could have happened there. Because the system blocked it.
Well, computers are still continue to be a mixed blessing.
Oh my God, aren't they? Huh? Well, the internet is now up and running, so hopefully we will be up and running very soon.
Sorry that happened, folks.
Yeah.
It took us about 7 or 8 minutes to get back up. It's now 8:57.
So we got a few more minutes to.
Just have like 3 minutes.
At least to sign
off. Apologize, people.
Hold on, folks.
It just goes to show you should always have some paper news ready.
Yeah,
stashed away.
This is what bothers me. If you know about when things go bad, we used to do everything. I used to print everything out. You know.
And
when we were
that wasn't so long ago.
No, it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now I bookmark everything.
When we had our FM radio show, we could print out everything.
Yeah, and print stuff out, print out our things, and have printed archives. But now it's just I suppose I could do that, but when you
kind of expensive.
Well, it costs you about 50 cents a page, and you get so many articles that you want to read that it is just, crazy.
It would be too costly.
Yeah. It's not so bad when you're dealing with 10 cents a page or so, but it's not so cool when your ink costs you like $35, you know. So anyway, sorry folks for that delay, but we are back. Hopefully,
sort of.
Now Blog Talk is giving me problems. So come on.
What are your favorites, maybe?
No, I want to get in here.
Oh.
Make sure that I'm back. I'm on the air here. Come on, damn it.
What?
It's taking a while.
No, it's not coming up the way it should.
Gee, Lila, I know. It's blocked.
going the other way.
Sorry, folks. I'm really sorry that it's...
Well, it's the end of the show, so...
Yeah. So anyway,
we're sorry that we had such a faulty end. We apologize to that,
yeah.
And we hope that
now there's another problem here.
When Leo is back tomorrow, that
there we go.
He'll have better luck. So we hope you have a nice night.
But I can't do anything here until I get to my studio.
Yep. So we wish you a good night and
join me.
Tune in tomorrow.
And
hopefully we won't have the problems that we have tonight.
I hope not.
Okay. Good night, folks.